Blog Talk Radio.
Shema aya, vecho en su Elohim. Unchene tonka, shema aya, vecho en su Elohim. Hena wen su Elohim. Unchene tonka ashiva aya, wecho en su Elohai, heya aya, vako wakaya unste makya pelohai.
Aloha! Welcome to Aloha Healers Network. Mahalo Pathfinder for our opening song from LA, from the house of, yes, Dimitri. Well, Dimitri's owner. And we welcome you to Aloha Healers Network. Pathfinder, that was a lovely opening song. And there's Dimitri chiming in. He likes to be on Blog Talk Radio as well. And I'm your host, Brenda Michiko-Kelly. And the low shoe or the flying star number for today is the number one. It's the victory star. And today is July 7th, 2016. So we have victory from the center of the Bagua radiating throughout all the other eight sectors of the Bagua. So everybody gets a big dose of victory today, and that goes over on top of everything and everyone, because the center star is the radiant star. The radiation that goes throughout all of the others. There are nine flying stars, and this is the number one victory star. That's an easy one to remember. And there's an element today. There are five elements, and the element of the day is metal. We love our metal element. Our metal element in Feng Shui comes from inside of the earth. And so metal represents things from inside of the earth, and they can even be metal colored. It doesn't necessarily have to be exactly metal in Feng Shui. In Feng Shui, you can also use images to represent metal. So you could use the image of something metal Feng Shui. And what we would do is we would put that in the northeast, because that is the animal of the day. The animal of the day is the tiger. Wow. And the tiger and the ox share the northeast corner. That's their home location. And there are 12 animals in Feng Shui. You are one of these 12 animals. And this year, if you happen to be a tiger or an ox, you're going to want to know that the number five star flew to the northeast for the entire year, which is about until February 2017. And the number five is the star that is the most needed for balance. It is the most paid attention to star because it causes the most havoc. And so in Feng Shui, in reality, what we want to do is balance and cure the few flying stars that require this right away before we activate the really fun, good stars. For instance, the victory star is something that we would activate from the center. So in Feng Shui, we use items of placement and intention and we use our intention and we replace an item of victory, our home location. And so that's an easy one because we don't need a compass to find the center. Now, after we find the center of our home location, now's when we look for the compass directions of the north. And when we find the north-south axis, and we can find the east-west axis, if you're a tiger born or an ox, you're going to want to find the northeast section of where you live from the center. So you stand in the center, you get your compass, and you find your northeast direction. Whatever lies in this direction now, it could be a room, it could be a door, be a window. So you're going to have to see what's over there in your house where you live from the center. And that is the corner, if you are that top ox or tiger born, that you're going to pay attention to this year and every year. And however, this year, that five-star food there, so this is the one we balance and cure the most out of all the nine flying stars, remember. And what we put there is the element of the day, which is metal. So this is perfect. So we're going to go put a representation or even real metal in the northeast, especially if you're a tiger or an ox, because since that's your home location, that blue there for the year is going to be something you're going to want to balance all year long. So it's really going to require your diligence this year. Now, it's only for a year that the flying stars do what they're called. They fly. They fly every year. And they also do fly every month. So if you really want to fine-tune that corner over there, you can. If you want a personalized feng shui consultation, you can contact Pathfinder 9 at pathfinder1111@gmail.com. And then we can really go through what one of the 12 animals you are, what one of the five elements you are, where your home location is in your house, and what to do over there. But remember, we're not, like I've been talking about, a tiger or an ox. We all do have something in common, and that's a northeast inside of our house. We all have a northeast inside of our house. So let's all find that, and let's put some metal over there, a representation of metal, metal, and shapes are representations of metal. And the shape that goes with metal is round. So we can also put round things over in the northeast, and we can have some colors of metal. And the colors of metal generally are gold and copper and silver. Way, what we would, let's start with in feng shui. Remember I told you we start with kind of what not to do and what to suppress. So we want to keep the northeast kind of quiet. So we would not put bells and whistles and chimes over there. Or noisy, something that was noisy, like if you had your TV in the northeast and you were a tiger or an ox, something like that, your speaker, if I were you, I would move it. I would move it from there. I would also keep it clean. Remember, feng shui is about keeping things clean, and we clean up our side of the street first, and as soon as all of our stuff is done, all of it, then maybe we could make a suggestion to someone else to do in the northeast this year for all of us to keep clean, and we want to put a metal aspect over there, and we want to keep it calm. So we could put like a metal Buddha over there, something like that. That would be way fun. And or one of the images of some peaceful calm. And you would want to keep that room quiet if you could this year, just for this year, you know, not really use that either corner or window or door. Now, if you have to, if you're forced to use it, and what if it's your front door? You have to go in and out of it every single day, and thereby you would be activating that star every time. then is when you would wind chime or a deflector or some such outside, right outside that door, just to draw the energies and to disperse them away from just that direct position of just that one compass location. You would do something like that. And so these are just all your feng shui tips for the Northeast this year. And it's time for our feng shui fit tip of the day. And these feng shui fit tips today come from Kenny Castle's Timeless Fitness Tips. Thank you, Kenny Castle, for all you have done for our, and we appreciate you and the work that you did in the past shows today and looking spectacular. So let's talk about fitness in the bodybuilding industry. So that is very dynamic sport. And remember, if you want to get your kids invested in sports early, this is going to be wonderful for them. And what I'm talking about is muscle maturity. Our fit tip of the day is muscle maturity. It's there for you, I promise you. If you're a baby boomer or younger, 30, even over 30, you can tap into that muscle maturity factor. And that means if you've been inactive for a little while, you'll be so surprised at how little effort it takes just to really see your former work. The work. And this is why I just suggested that if you have kids, that you get those kids into fitness or sports early, because then they're going to have muscle maturity for themselves later in life. So let's all use our muscle maturity muscles and really, really do it, because all you have to do is just a little bit. I promise. It's not the whole thing that you remember from before. Just some lightweight training and stretching and some cardio, and you will see your physique change quick. And don't forget that nutrition. Build the muscle maturity with your kids and get them into something really, really active too, and so that they can pry themselves away from these beautiful devices. And thank you so much for tuning in to Aloha Healers Network on Blog Talk Radio. Pathfinder and I love talking with y'all. And it is Thursday. We're back on a Thursday schedule. And here we are with L.A. Pathfinder. Mahalo, Pathfinder. Oh, my goodness. Dimitri found his ball.
Miedo chunku opsape with Jasha. It's good to be with everybody. Yeah, Dimitri found his ball and was knocking it around in our little studio area that we set up. He's a fun cat. I want to say hello to everyone out there around the world, those inside the world, those above the world, all of our relatives throughout the universes. Hello, a heartfelt handshake and a blessing. The purpose of Aloha Healers Network is to provide support to all of the healers around the world, whether it's a traditional healer, a spiritual healer, or even biomedical healing. And also, secondly, to lend support to all of our personal healing. And this is for humans and for animals and for plants and for the elemental environment and systems. And also to recognize our ancestors and the nature spirits, the spirit of creator that lives as a consciousness behind the oak tree, behind the waterfall, behind the volcano. And to also remember our angelic relatives, in other words, the whole tree of life, and to say thank you. And in recognition that we are all connected to one another, to provide prayers and hope and good choices that support the great life cycle, which is God. Where there is life, where there is life abundant, there is life with a good feeling, God is there. And so today our topic is the three brothers on healing: Christ, Medicine Buddha, Babaji. Now, as a spiritual interpreter, I can receive impressions and messages from beyond the veil, as well as in a shamanic way from the underneath of things. And basically, we've been talking about the spiritual law of healing for several weeks now. And I want us all to embrace this and to bring the healing deeper and deeper into us. Now, Christ, Emmanuel, this one, Yeshua ben Joseph, walked a certain path on the earth and achieved certain victories that are extended to all of us. And one of these victories is the acceleration of the ascension path. And the ascension path is actually the path of restoration, to restore us to the light, the love, and the peace that we've held before we decided and chose to descend into a more physical and a little bit of a disturbed state. If you look at the earth with all of the contentions and problems that are going on amongst peoples mostly, this is what we descended into. And so obviously psychology and friendship are part of the answers of this ascension path. There's some very practical things that we can practice in order to help our own ascension. Now, what Christ would like shared today is about prayer. Now, prayer is very simply us speaking from our heart. We go into our very childlike place, this place in us that recognizes that we're one of many greater than ourselves. And from that place as a child, we speak in our native language to Creator and ask Creator for the things that benefit us, the things that benefit our families, the things that benefit our community, the things that benefit the health of the earth and all of our relatives. And this is prayer. And when we do this, we're speaking from the heart inside ourselves, and there's a natural lift of this type of speech, of this type of prayer. And we lift those prayers in knowledge that the Creator hears everything constantly. Not only hears it, is touching it, is tasting it, is seeing it, is psychicking it, in other words, knows it in and out. And so the actual act of prayer is a heart song. What is touching our heart when we speak it as a thanksgiving, as a desire, or even sometimes as a fiat, which is more like a command, calling things to be in divine order. The Creator sees us. The ancestors see us. And thus the universe turns its many wheels of Dharma and Karma to bring about the best solution possible. And this is why we engage with the spiritual forces, including Reiki. Reiki, a gift of the Holy Spirit unto the whole universe and to Earth and the Mother Earth and to all the peoples, so that there can be the most harmony and the most healing and the most respect of individuals in the collective greater whole. Now, the Medicine Buddha, this is the lapis lazuli king of light, he is the sponsor of the Reiki and was actually asked by the Holy Spirit and the sacred councils of Creator to come down from heaven and to manifest this energy of healing in many places, including the earth. If you tune into previous episodes when we did Reiki almost a year ago, you can get some of these histories if you're interested in them. Basically, the Medicine Buddha today wants to emphasize the five Reiki principles and how these five Reiki principles, which Brenda Kelly shares at the conclusion of each of our Aloha Healer shows, that these are a covenant commitment that when we follow these basic tenets, healing stays. In other words, it's been noted by many healers and people who have received healing that they go and they get a great healing. It's fantastic. They feel great. But then at some later point in time, they kind of go back to where they were not feeling so great. And this is because they did not hold the medicine. In order to hold the medicine, just for today, I let go of anger. Just for today, I let go of worry. Now, anger and worry dispel the goodness that's held in our aura. Anger literally blows our energy out like a volcano, and worry seeps it away like a sad day. You know, worry is actually like a prayer of depression. And so just for today, I let go of anger. Just for today, I let go of worry and believe and remain in the calmness of life. Just for today, I give thanks for my many blessings. When we are thankful for the in our life, that good gets reinforced and becomes even stronger. And it's like God smiles and the ancestors smile and the relatives smile, because in thankfulness, we are our brightest. Just for today, I do my work honestly, which means that of the talents and of the purposes that the Creator and I have agreed upon, of the talents that have been given to you, you use those talents to be helpful, and you use them when the need comes up in the day. Just for today, I do my work honestly. And then this also means our karma yoga, because it turns out that work, especially physical work, is a healer. It cleans our systems of toxins. It helps our mind to become clearer and happier in our personal identity. And many, many benefits come from work. And so when we're lazy, it's time to work. That was a hard one for me to learn, but now I enjoy work. I'm very thankful for it. Go karma transforming into dharma. And then just for today, I respect my neighbors and all living beings. And that means to embrace the oneness. May blessings be to all those around me, because they are the environment. And collectively, we hold a prayer, we hold a vision, we hold a signature vibration. And based on this, the Creator gives bounty to us, or the Creator takes away. So let us all bless our neighbors and all our relatives, and we'll build and build and build the Mother Earth back to the strength of her original being. Now, of the three brothers, Babaji, Sri Babaji, the great Kriya Yogi, would have us share a mantra. And this is his Vajra Kavach mantra. And this is a very special protection mantra, which also increases the strength of our aura and increases the strength of our chakras and increases the flow of the sacred energy up the back and down the front. Om ring rang raksha raksha go raksha. Om ring rang raksha raksha go raksha. Om ring rang raksha raksha go raksha. Vajra means thunderbolt or diamond. Kavach means armor. And so literally this mantra is about the thunderbolt diamond armor. It is a protective mantra of the Maha Avatar Shiva Goraksha Babaji, as given by Yogi Raj Satguru. Om Ring Rang Raksha Raksha Goraksha. Om is the universal sound of the cosmic creative motor. Ring is the protector. Rang invokes spiritual fire of Kundalini. Raksha, raksha, protect, protect. Goraksha, he who resides as Goraksha in all human beings. Chant, listen, and experience the unique Shakti transmissions. This mantra will protect you from all negativity and distraction and will keep your mind focused on meditation and inner peace. It will help you actualize the essence of your being. Try to keep the volume at sufficiently high that it is also comfortable for your ears. Please spread this mantra to interested family members and friends. And this is a gift that has been brought to us by Yogi Raj Satguru Nath Siddha Nath. He is a living representative of the ancient yogi line. And this is the message that Babaji wanted to share, is that when we brighten our auras and when we become encrusted in the diamond light of Creator, and that light is shining strong from within us, we are becoming our true selves.
Mahalo, Pathfinder, and mahalo, Yogi Raj. On a more personal healing note, if you or a beloved are in need of intensive recovery with medically supervised in-house detox or TBI, pain management, addiction, and 12-step help, please visit purerecoveryca.com. That's purerecoveryca.com. Specializing in holistic, organic, personalized treatment in the four realms with Aloha. Visit purerecoveryca.com. And we close Aloha Healers Network with the five Reiki principles. Say it with me. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Sunka shera de hampe kude chanu welohe de wakaya. O wane na hanko ping te do hai. Daku o te kika wanin ching te do te hampiku de chanu e lo ai.
Aloha!